Jerry Bader Show. Told you yesterday what was one of the most stunning numbers to come out of the recent Marquette University Law School poll, Burke versus Walker. It's not that she's now trailing by 6 points. It's not that she's lost 4 points on him. That's big, but it's early. That she has been in this campaign for months now. And since October, the first poll where she was pitted against the governor, her recognition factor hasn't moved an inch. She was unknown by 70% of Wisconsin. I asked Jason before revealing what the latest number was. He said, oh, it's down to 40%. Doesn't know who she is. No, it's still 70%, which is baffling. It goes back again to why she hasn't done what most people of wealth do when they run for public office. They define themselves, and they do that. They don't go out right away. They spend a lot of money on advertising, a lot of money on advertising. And they define themselves. We're told she could have up to $8 million of her own money. She hasn't spent really a dime of it to this point. And she's allowing Republicans to define her, which is great for us. So you're the Burke campaign. That poll comes out. All right, you're a little, we're down. Okay, so I was doing better before they knew who I was. I was doing better before I was in the race. That's never good. Now, I'm going to be completely honest here. Governor Walker being under 50 isn't good either. And he may stay there all the way till the election. That's just kind of the way the state is. It's that split. At some point, though, if she doesn't reverse this trend, his 47 is going to start ticking up a little bit. And she seems to have lost some in the middle, that's where this happened. But the big number is that 70%. That has to distress them greatly. You've got two things going on here. Those who have learned about her, they don't like what they've heard. That's why her numbers are going down. But 70% still are clueless about her. So you see that number, and what should be your rapid response? Your first thought, I mean, if you just left to things that you can control, okay, we need to start advertising. We need to start unveiling. Here's Mary Burke, and really put it out there, market after market after market. But then every once in a while, pennies fall from heaven. The president of the United States is visiting Wisconsin, and he happens to be of the same party you are. What's more high profile, getting out there, being on stage with President Barack Obama when he's in Waukesha Thursday? Well, you know what? The reality is apparently the state can't be big enough for Mary Burke. She's going to be in western Wisconsin, as far away from Barack Obama as she can possibly get. Here's the way the Journal Sentinel reports it. Mary Burke has a full day scheduled in western Wisconsin Thursday and will not be able to join the president during his visit to Wisconsin, spokesman Joe Zepecki said. That's what they have, huh? That she's too busy. She's too busy. They hold that email up there for a minute. That's a great question. She's too busy? She's too busy for the president of the United States. Clearly, this is how bad it is for Barack Obama. A candidate with about 30% name recognition doesn't see the value in being seen with him. I could see if she was leading Scott Walker by 8 points, I could get that. It would seem at this moment she has nothing to lose. She thinks so. She's not going anywhere near him. You can't reschedule a Western Wisconsin campaign tour to be with the president of the United States? It's just fascinating to me. It really is. Or put it off for an hour or so, or modify the schedule. That is a slap in the face. That reminds me of the line from Spinal Tap, where the guys from Spinal Tap want to hang around with the big rock star portrayed by Howard Hessman in the hotel. And Howard Hessman goes, look, guys, I'd love to hang around and talk, but I have to go sit in the lobby and wait for the limo. That's exactly what it feels like. That she wants nothing to do with him. As the Journal Sentinel reports, Obama's poll numbers have fallen in recent months, leading Republicans to speculate on whether Democratic candidates for Congress and state offices will avoid being seen with him. That's a great question. Is this going to start being a plague? As we get to November, as we get to the midterms, will Democrats see him as an asset or a liability? Now, I mean, not just Mary Burke, but Democrats around the state. Too busy. Look, if she thought there was something in it for her to be with Barack Obama, she would be with Barack Obama tomorrow. But this shows the incompetence of the Burke campaign. Too busy? That's like the old cliche from the old TV and movie shows. You want to go out on a date Friday night? I'm busy. I'm washing my hair. I mean, I could come up with a million of them, but you get the idea. It is a slap in the face to the President of the United States. Now, a friend asks a really good question. If she doesn't move the needle, do you think any Dems will have the stones to challenge her? I've thought about that, and I think I've mused about that on the air. Mike Tate anointed her. If Democrats see her going up in flames early, and by early I mean March, April, if she doesn't, you know, if there's not some growth here, will someone say, wait a minute, this was a mistake? Boy, it'd be interesting to see. Still to come, we'll get into our State of the Union conversation. It's 9:30.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.